into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Pretty much all of Puerto Rico is welcoming 2025 in the dark.
An island-wide blackout plunging Puerto Rico into darkness on New Year's Eve, leaving 90% of customers, some 1.3 million, without power. The utility that runs the grid blaming the outage on a failed underground power line and says repairs could take a couple of days. It's just another frustration for Puerto Rico's residents, already familiar with frequent outages due to an outdated power grid that's still reeling from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police in Berlin detained a man they say attacked several people in what is normally a quiet part of the German capital. Investigators think a knife was used, several people wounded, two had to be removed to a hospital. President Biden is trumpeting a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare enrollees that's going into effect with the new year. 19 million people expected to save $400 each. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight into tomorrow. A couple of flurries around. A low tonight in the mid-teens. A high tomorrow near 20. Finally, a little sunshine for Thursday and Friday, but temps slide back into the upper teens for highs Thursday, low teens Friday.
It's 25 right now.
All of your favorite country music.
You listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
Free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
CT40's last show of the year is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Country Top 40.
Let's count them down, y'all. My name is Fitz. That's F-I-T with a Z, and it's time to play the hits. Welcome to the most impactful countdown of country music. This is the Country Top 40 and the last show of the year. I can't believe it. That's right, the Christmas hangover edition of CT40 right now. And the studios are quiet. I still have wrapping paper all over the place. My pants are fitting me a little bit tighter from all that holiday food. But there is no better place to come down off that holiday excitement than right here on the Country Top 40 as we celebrate the last show of the year. Now, if you remember a couple of weeks ago before Christmas, it was Ella Langley and Riley Green who took home the number one song in country music with You Look Like You Love Me.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with the guys, and this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you want me to want you to come on home. And think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Green and the number one song in country music. If you remember a couple of weeks ago before we took off for Christmas break, they had the number one song and the countdown is back on. We're tabulating and we are here to find out if they could do it again. Can they earn the number one song in country music on the last show of the entire year? Well, you and I got a job to do. Let's find out.
Number 40.
John Party is going to kick things off with Friday Night Heartbreaker.
Don't even think about it. Been there, done that, already know it'll leave you in a world of hurt. Looking for trouble, you found it. Want to, but don't do it. She'll turn you on, turn to stone, just looking at her.
Monday through Thursday, he's pretty fun to hang out with. That's right, he's a great hang. But come Friday night, John Party turns into a Friday night heartbreaker. And John's in right there in a repeat week at number 40. You got Fitz playing the hits on the Country Top 40 Countdown and our very last show of the year. And it's an important one, too. I mean, every show is important, but this is a very important show. This is going to affect the way artists kick off their 2025. And we have a brand new one up right now from Apple Valley, California's very own Chase Beckham. It's the second release from his debut studio album, Bad For Me. And he's in at number 39 with Everything I Need.
Well, I got weeds in my backyard, a little debt on a credit card, and a two-stroke that won't start. But I can fish from the bank. I got a leaking radiator that I'll get to fixing later. 'Cause this day's a postcard maker and it's 80 in the shade.
Big debut for Chase Beckham with Everything I Need, and he's checking in at number 39. Congratulations, Chase. Welcome back to the Country Top 40 Countdown. We're going to continue with an artist who recently had what I call a light bulb moment. Sam Hunt told me that he's finally figured out touring. This past summer, Sam took his entire family on the road. He took his wife and kids on tour with him, and he said it was the absolute best tour of his career. Dirty diapers everywhere up and down the tour bus. He said he wouldn't have had it any other way. He said you just feel different when your family's with you every single night. Sam Hunt, he is climbing the countdown right now, stopping at number 38 with Country House.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. Daddy.
daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. Well, you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans.
Love that song, Country House, from Sam Hunt, moving up one to number 38. And coming up on the countdown, Keith Urban gives the Urban stamp of approval for one CT40 newcomer, The Artist, after this.
All trails lead to Lena's. Hey, snowmobilers and ice fishermen. Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake has year-round lodging and fine dining. Visit us at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
Paid for by Hims & Hers Health. Hims & Hers Weight Loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy. Based on pricing through Hers, save up to 91% per month with compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug. Get started at forhers.com/start today. That's forhers.com/start.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight into tomorrow, a couple of flurries around, a low tonight in the mid-teens, a high tomorrow near 20. Finally, a little sunshine for Thursday and Friday, but temps slide back into the upper teens for highs Thursday, low teens Friday.
It's 25 right now.
98Q Country.
Welcome back to the hits on the Country Top 40 with Fitz. I hope you had a very, very Merry Christmas. And right now we're celebrating the last show of the year on the Country Top 40 Countdown. Stopping at number 37 with Jackson Dean and Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy. I don't know if you can hear me, but appear you're coming in clear as a bell.
heavens to Betsy. I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell. And I bet you're just as surprised as I am they'd ever let a sinner like me in. And I know I didn't do enough watching over you, but I will until I see you again. Now if you left me,
Maryland. That's Jackson Dean right there on the move up one to number 37 with Heavens to Betsy. Well, Kane Brown recently told me that he gave everything he had on his latest album, The High Road, and you could hear that hard work in this next one. Backseat Driver, number 36 from Kane Brown.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat. Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrel
and dirty look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? D's drive through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown is stalled out at number 36 for the second week with Backseat Driver. You got Fitz playing the hits on the Country Top 40 Countdown. And one of the things that make great artists so great is being inspired by influences everywhere. Take Keith Urban, for example. Keith's knowledge of music is vast, and he recently even commended Post Malone on being a pure global rock star. I repeat, Keith Urban said that Post Malone is a pure global rock star.
And I feel just like a rock star.
Keith says Post Malone has transcended categorization. I mean, he's just Post Malone, and I absolutely love the fact that he's getting into country music right now. He's a total rock star, down to everything about him, his authenticity, the whole lifestyle, his face tattoos. Everything is legit. He is legit. Sincerely, Keith Urban. There you go. As kind as he is knowledgeable. Keith Urban right now, clocking in number 35 on CT40's last show of the year with Messed Up Is Me.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. You get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me. And all alone. And all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me. Messed up as me. Oh.
Keith Urban is tumbling down 26 spots all the way back to number 35 with Messed Up Is Me. And congratulations, Keith. You cracked the top 10 with that song. That is quite the achievement and way to go. You never know what's going to happen on the charts on the Country Top 40 Countdown. You're checking out CT40's last show of the year. And I can't believe it. Thank you for continuing this tradition with me on the Country Top 40 Countdown. Coming up, Drew Baldridge is going to be checking in to talk about the wildest year of his entire life. So come on back. Country Top 40. Country Top 40. Welcome back to the hits on the Country Top 40 with Fitz. And I hope that you and yours had a great Merry Christmas. And I hope you're enjoying the last show of the year on the Country Top 40 Countdown. This countdown's important. It changes the trajectory for these country artists going into the new year. We're at number 34 with Canada's own Josh Ross and Single Again.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. Got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. Thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Maybe your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again.
Again from Canada's own Josh Ross, moving up one from number 35 to number 34. And I'm going to tell you what, as we're going into a brand new year on CT40's last show of the year, I want to tell you, if you want something, go get it. If you want something, go get it. So many folks out there are just, you know, they get caught up overthinking everything before making any moves. But Drew Baldridge is a different animal.
Appreciate how you're always pounding the pavement, man, just making it happen.
Oh,
nonstop.
Man. It's been a wild year for us, you know, of just, you know, not giving up. And, you know, we had the song She's Somebody's Daughter we sent to country radio over a year ago in hopes that people would play it. And we didn't have a record deal. We didn't have a manager. Right. We didn't have a booking agent. It was alone. We were an independent artist by ourselves and just hoping that, you know, people would play it and hoping it would climb the chart, hoping, you know, dreaming of one day being on the top 40 countdown, because that was something that I've never been in. I've never had a top 40 hit. And that was when everybody always asked, what's your goal? Because this has never been done. This is crazy. Why are you trying this? And I was like, well, I've never had a top 40. I would love to hear my song on the top 40 countdown. That would be a dream of mine, man. And a goal of mine. And man, fast forward. It's crazy.
Here you are, man.
Crazy to think we took it all the way to number one.
He's a tough person writing about tough people, and he's one of them. Drew Baldrige, number 33.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Us all free, came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people.
That's a big four-spot jump from number 37 to number 33 for Drew Baldrige and Tough People. You got Fitz playing the hits on CT40's last show of the year. And we're on our way to finding out who will own the number one song in country music as we go into a brand new year. Coming up on the countdown, we're going to hear a brand new country star with a really cool look and a cutting-edge country sound. CT40 Mission Control. We are go for launch after this.
Country music's official countdown. Country Top 40.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight into tomorrow. A couple of flurries around. A low tonight in the mid-teens. A high tomorrow near 20. Finally, a little sunshine for Thursday and Friday, but temps slide back into the upper teens for highs Thursday, low teens Friday.
It's 25 right now.
We're back to CT40's last show of the year, and 2025 is just around the corner. But right now, we're living in the present with Scotty McCreery on the countdown, number 32 in Fall of Summer.
Every time that first warm breeze blows in, I think about it. I can almost smell that salt in the wind. Wonder if your number's still the same. Hey, girl, I doubt it. I haven't called it since God knows when. Since moonlight on the shoreline, heart with my name next to yours, some memories stick around like white sand in the floorboard. Here's to my red light dashboard drummer, best sunsets that I ever saw, every kiss like a cold rum runner. I still remember it all, September calling it off. Here's to the rise and fall of summer. Got back home to Dallas, and I said you ought to come see me and stay. You're the one who taught me how heartbreak happens, feeling the sting, then watching it fade.
Scotty McCreery is on the rise, going up one to number 32 with Fall of Summer. You know, nobody ever wants to go through tough stuff in a relationship. But I will tell you what makes it a little bit easier is when someone like Carly Pearce writes a song about it. Carly says, "No one wants to be cheated on, but everyone wants to seek revenge." And I wrote this song for every single girl out there who's gone through a similar situation and dreams of wreaking havoc on her ex. Well, she has turned that hurt into a hit. Here's Carly Pearce standing up for all the girls out there who've been done wrong by their men. She's got number 31 with Truck on Fire.
Always thought you loved that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working.
put your lips on her. Should've known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you.
Kentucky's own Carly Pearce with Truck on Fire, rolling up one from number 32 to number 31. And my name is Fitz, that is F-I-T with a Z. And as we sit here on the verge of a brand new year, what better way to look forward than to listen to a brand new artist who just might have the sound of the future? And that's why I created the CT40 Launchpad, brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate. So get ready. We are strapping in the last Launchpad astronaut of 2024, and it's going to an individual with a single name. Her name is CeCe. That's right, CeCe. And she's bringing a brand new sound to country music. She was born and raised in a tiny Illinois farm town of only 300 people, and she covers all the themes you would expect. You know, from heartbreak, small town life, tough country values. But CeCe does it with a mix of country, pop, and rock sounds. And she's definitely created her own brand. And that is not all that she creates. CeCe designs all of her own fashions and dresses. She dresses other artists as well. She directs her own music videos. She's worked and designed for some of the biggest shows on network television. She is a creator. She is an artist. And I'd love to find out what you think of this song. CT40 Mission Control, CeCe is go for launch on our last show of the year with a song called All Boots.
Me and my girls at our usual spot, sipping bourbon, just chilling at the bar. When a boy walks in with that cheesy grin, and we know that he's trying too hard. He said, ladies, let me buy y'all a shot. And he's flashing that shiny black car. But he looks like a clown from the hat straight down to his boots, so I told him straight up. I see you got yourself a little bit of denim, winning by a brand new buckle just to fit in. Well, where I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots, no cowboy. You got a great big head, you never sweat it. Bad days or hard days, work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots, no cowboy. I need a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real
country can't be bought.
I see you got yourself a little bit.
That was Illinois-born artist CeCe and her fresh sound. The song is called All Boots, your Launchpad Artist of the Week on our very own last show of the year. And congratulations, CeCe. I know that you're celebrating this weekend with your family, listening to your song on the Country Top 40 Countdown. But what did you think of CeCe's song? I'm just a message away right now on Facebook and Instagram at Follow Fitz. Your launch pad was brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Country Top 40.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Pretty much all of Puerto Rico is welcoming 2025 in the dark.
An island-wide blackout plunging Puerto Rico into darkness on New Year's Eve, leaving 90% of customers, some 1.3 million, without power. The utility that runs the grid blaming the outage on a failed underground power line and says repairs could take a couple of days. It's just another frustration for Puerto Rico's residents, already familiar with frequent outages due to an outdated power grid that's still reeling from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police in Berlin detained a man they say attacked several people in what is normally a quiet part of the German capital. Investigators think a knife was used, several people wounded, two had to be removed to a hospital. President Biden is trumpeting a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare enrollees that's going into effect with the new year. 19 million people expected to save $400 each. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight into tomorrow, a couple of flurries around, a low tonight in the mid-teens, a high tomorrow near 20. Finally, a little sunshine for Thursday and Friday, but temps slide back into the upper teens for highs Thursday, low teens Friday.
It's 25 right now.
Yeah. It's a new year.
It's going to be awesome.
And a new country leader.
This is the one.
Number one.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
This hour of CT40's last show of the year is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Country Top 40.
I know how you're feeling. We're sitting in that time between Christmas and New Year's, and we have no idea what time it is. We have no idea what day it is. I get it. I understand. Welcome to CT40's last show of the year. My name is Fitz, and it's the final countdown to 2024. We're going to find out who's going to finish the year strong and go into 2025 with some major momentum behind them. We got 10 down with 30 left to go.
Number 30.
A couple of weeks ago, she posted a picture of her and Kenny Chesney hanging out in his kitchen. Here's Kelsea Ballerini and Noah Kahan with Cowboys Cry 2.
He's as tough as the tattoos up his right arm. And I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard. 'Cause growing up, he had to go where the wind blew. kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man, when the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry
my dad did, 'cause that bear never felt a damn thing he didn't want to feel. But I burned too many miles trying to ride out all the sadness. But you can't outdraft pain, someday it's gonna take the wheel. Can't be alone, but to wanna get close to anybody. Don't wanna bare teeth, but don't wanna look weak, it's a tough spot.
One to number 30, that was Cowboys Cry 2 from Kelsey Ballerini and Noah Kahan. You know, there's a long-standing tradition in this business where the headliner of a big tour will give the opening acts a gift for helping make the tour a big success. And it could be anything, really. It could be jewelry. Certain artists have given away vehicles to opening acts. I'm not kidding. Could be guitars, you know, vacations. Old Dominion kind of let me in on this recently. They said that they're really terrible at it. And the frontman, Matthew Ramsey, says, you know, we're so bad at giving away gifts. One year, we got it right. We got everyone a really nice watch, but we've never gotten it right again since. We are known as the worst gift givers